Good. So anyway, what I wanted to say with the march was just to, I'd be curious if you work that way for a little bit, mm-hmm. To see how it feels when you come back to it.
Okay.
Okay. But just to finish what we were talking about before, can you talk a little bit about why you like to play violin and what made you want to play this week?
What do you mean this week?
Well, what drew you to pick up your fiddle this week, you know? I mean, we've got a lot of things going on.
Right.
So.
Well, first of all, what inspired me to play violin was, you know, guitar. Anybody can learn guitar, and, you know, I don't know. It was cool because I like rock music and everything, but I don't know, violin seems more challenging, and, you know, it sounds better when somebody plays it, and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. My dad really, he listened to a lot of classical music, and I don't know, I just really enjoyed it, and mm-hmm. so he was the inspiration, and then
okay.
I listened to Apocalyptica, which was my favorite band, Metallica, on four cellos, so that inspired me to play different kind of genres of music on the violin, so it was like the perfect instrument for me,
mm-hmm.
because I could play my favorite music, and then the music that I still enjoy even today playing, which is classical music. And still experimenting with genres, doing music lab is always fun, so...
Yeah.
What inspired me to play this week is because I love violin, I want to get better at it, and I want to, you know, really become a good violinist, so... Yeah.
And I know, I mean, I think in general, you're always feeling, like, pretty into practicing, but, I mean, when there's a week when you have a lot going on, does it feel different, or...
Not really, because I'll still practice, but I won't maybe do it as long,
mm-hmm.
but I'll still try to get a good enough practice in, because I, well, first of all, I want to, but if I'm not, it's not at the right moment, my mom will yell at me, so. Even if I'm going to practice, she'll be like, Michael, pick up your fiddle, or
uh-huh.
something
so
like
she,
that, and so I don't want to, you know, talk back to her and get in more trouble.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I basically, I do, I just go and play.
Yeah.
And everybody in my family likes hearing me play violin, like at my sister's first communion, I played it there.
Uh-huh.
I played for my aunt, because a lot of my distant relatives played
mm-hmm.
classical music and, you know, probably forgotten about it, so
mm-hmm.
it's always nice to bring back memories.
So they like to hear you play.
Yeah, totally, so.
And do you like to play for them?
Of course. I like playing, like, period.
Uh-huh. So, the Apocalypto, you said?
Apocalyptica.
Apocalyptica is the name of a song.
And no, the name of a band. I gave Kirby the CD.
Oh, but, okay, so not different from Metallica.
Yes.
The name of the band is
They play, they're from Australia, I think? No,
okay.
They're from England.
Uh-huh.
There we go. And they play, they're a really good quartet, and all they do is they play, like... all kinds of other classical songs, but
oh.
on four cellos, nothing else.
I see.
So it's like experimental,
uh-huh.
and it's really cool because they play a lot of Metallica, they play any other rock bands,
okay.
music, but it sounds really good on
mm-hmm.
the cellos, the Metallica music, because, I don't know, just the way it's played on the guitar, it's seemed like it made for... like violin, cello, and viola and stuff like that, so
mm-hmm.
it's really cool.
Mm. Okay, good. Last question. Do you feel like you're a good violinist?
I do, even though I do think I'm a good violinist because, you know, I practice. I'm not going to discourage myself because that will make you give up easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always a challenge to play something different, and I just think I'm a good violinist because I practice a lot, so I don't slack on it. And, you know, you tell me one thing to do on it, and then, you know, I'll change it and do it right the next time. That's the whole point of lessons and practicing, so
mm-hmm.
hopefully, you know, when you take lessons, you progress, and I feel like I'm doing an accurate job on that,
mm-hmm.
so.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to anything?
Mm-hmm. It's fun. That's all I can say. I enjoy it very much, and you're an awesome teacher.
Thanks. Okay, great.